Indiana.
KSL News time is now 8:09. Let's get another check of Triple Team traffic on a Thursday morning. And what are you seeing, Andy?
Brian, we still have a lot of slowing going from 114th South down to 33rd South as you head towards Salt Lake City. But it is not the stop-and-go variety that we had for a while when there was a crash in South Salt Lake that was causing all the delay. The only stop-and-go I see right now is a few blocks right now around 7200 South. It's still slow approaching the freeway on all your streets, 114th, 123rd, and Bangor, but they're all improved over the last 10 to 15 minutes, Eric.
Still have one crash on the board in Utah County, northbound I-15 off-ramp to University Avenue in Provo. Not seeing that as far as on camera or delays, so it shouldn't cause you any trouble. For the main flow, I-15 from Spanish Fork all the way to the point of the mountain, that's your normal KSL travel time of 24 minutes. Heather?
Still have a light snowfall and very wet road conditions through most of northern Utah, and that is slowing down traffic as you move between Roy and Clearfield, and then you're going to hit more slow traffic as you get toward Salt Lake City between Beck Street and 600 North. Legacy Parkway in pretty good shape, as well as US 89. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit pmbautah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.